This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so check out our website. We got a whole bunch of stuff up there about Ebola. Is that going to be the topic of the 2020 election? You know, that was raised by the Florida Marquee. We played a 10-minute clip, unedited. You know, we have to do some editing on the replay, by the way. Unedited. But it came out that, Ebola is a bigger problem than what everybody has been suspecting. Now, listen, this is not unexpected for people who understand how diseases work, right? Understand pandemics, epidemics. Get it? When you have an understanding and education about it, and I suggest you beef yourself up on diseases and how diseases are spread, you basically have fungi, you have viruses, bacterial spreading of diseases, okay? Anyway, check out how that stuff goes on, right? How that goes on. Now, here's the deal. It's very important to understand this, and then how to break the cycles that go on with them, incubation periods in particular, keeping yourself sterile and clean, which is very important. That's why we have a problem with all of our little petri dishes that we have going on in the big cities, right? All the human feces and waste and so on. It's just sitting there waiting for disease to come in and spread. And they're doing it the old-fashioned way. This is how it was in the medieval times. We're being subjected to a medieval ideology here. In the whole conquering of the Western Hemisphere by illegal foreign nationals who bring disease with them. Now, these people are the victims themselves. We know that. It's the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Let's not persecute them personally. They're being utilized. They're being used. They're the ammunition for this army. Literally, they are. So they're invading our country. It's an invasion, obviously. It's a different form of an invasion. You need to think of invasions with armies marching and so on. That's not the case here. This type of invasion is an invasion that involves human beings coming from one border to another. This is as old as it possibly can get in terms of human invasions and at how warfare and how conquering is done. But it's a big one. It absolutely is a big one. People don't quite get it, but we're about to. We're absolutely about to. Anyway, so visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio, so you can kind of get a clue as to what is going on there. Now, on the heels of that, a shock survey comes out. This is Study Finds Research in a Nutshell organization. It's written by Ben Renner. And this is a survey that they did. He's out of Chicago. It says here, this is a survey funded by the American Osteopathic Association, questioned 2,000 adults and asked doubters the source of their suspicions of the science supported. Now, listen, this is interesting. The latest measles outbreak that gripped communities across the country in recent months pushed the topic of vaccinations and those who choose to forgo them right back into the center stage for many Americans. Now, in a survey delving into feelings over immunizations, finds the country may be more split on the issue than believed, with 45% of adults admitting to harboring some doubt about the safety of vaccines. 45%, that's a lot. That said, the vast majority, more than 8 in 10 surveyed, still viewed vaccines as effective and continue to support them despite their concerns. But they have concerns. And in this, you know, why are we vaccinating for everything right now? That's a concern. I mean, we could be theoretically being vaccinated for every virus out there. What does that do to our own natural immunization? That's a question you got to ask. Are we over vaccinating? You know, we did this whole thing where we treated too much with penicillin, and guess what? The diseases adapted. Their DNA adapted to the penicillin, and we got penicillin resistant diseases, in particular tuberculosis. Let's think about that. And especially vaccines, what kind of an impact would that have on society with the overindulgence in vaccines? Now, part of the overindulgence is autism. You know, I can remember teaching up through the 19, well, when I was teaching with 41 years in the system, so it wasn't just teaching and administrating, but we very rarely had kids with autism up until the early 90s. We very rarely had people diagnosed with autism. And then all of a sudden, we started having kids come into the population with autism. And then by the time 2010 rolls around, it's becoming a big problem. Everybody's got it. Well, there is a curve, and you can see these curves out there where they plot the rise of autism since the 1990s. And, of course, what's gone on? There's two things that have gone on in the 1990s, vaccines and over-vaccination, which came a little bit later, then chemtrails. The aluminum oxide used in chemtrails happened at exactly the same time we started to see the rise in autism. There's many people who believe that the chemtrailing that we're seeing today, and boy, did we see tons of it yesterday and the day before out here in Northern California. I mean, it was massive, massive laying down the trails, massive. So something's going to happen in the center of the country, weather-wise, in a big way. Just a little prediction, because it always happens. Some big weather thing is going to happen in the middle of the country. Because, you know, we got to remember, we have food that's at risk out there in some of those farms. We've already wiped out a great deal of the growth potential for food, right? With all these big storms, dams breaking. Wow. Anyway, just a little bit. But that's a fact. The aluminum oxide appears to, it's kind of like dropout rates. We take shop classes away from kids. We take away all the ability to work with our hands away from kids. We take their teachers away. We take their programs away. So kids aren't working with their hands. And what are they doing? Well, they like computers. And what's that doing for everybody? Well, you see for yourself. And everybody's loving going off to college. Yeah, but what do we have? All of the manufacturing leaves our country at the same time. And where's it go? It's stolen by where? China. It's all part of the same activity. So when you see dropout rates and you see autism rates, and then they start to climb at exactly the same years, same rates, I just kind of get suspicious. But that's just me. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam and what's really going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. I am so excited. I won't be up there for the opening. They're going to be opening up the dam. Apparently, I don't know. There's no release of information, I guess. We're going to check it out. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back, just at the right time to yell, right? Just at the right time to yell. Let's see here. Let's go to the Oroville Dam Watch Group. Here you go. Here are the results of our recent survey, Oroville Dam Watch Group. One day ago. Let's see what they say here. This is going to be interesting. The Oroville Dam Watch Group. Oh, comments are disabled. Shocking. 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 Here are the results of our recent survey. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Oregon Dam Watch
Group. Hey, guys. Marty D'Angelo here. Welcome to the show. When someone asked me recently if I thought the whole situation going on up at the Oroville Dam was interesting or what, I said, put me down for or what.
Here we go. The need for truth and truth. Oh, this is heavy stuff. Conspiracy theories and truth. He's getting deep. The need for truth and transparency. Well, we're waiting. A lot of music. Marty D'Angelo. So-called privately funded organization. Heavy on the so-called. Lots of music. Setting the stage for you.
Truth and transparency.
Here we
from
go.
The California Department of Water Resources. That's all we want.
That's all we want.
You couldn't ask for a better day to be alive. Am I right? Well, I am glad that you are here, and that is all that matters right now. So grab a cup of Joe and or a doobie and sit back and listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Cool. As many of you know, we recently took a survey on our website
where we
asked 100 YouTube users 8 questions regarding the DWR and the Oroville Dam, and we found their answers to be quite revealing in light of all the misinformation that has gone on over the past few years. One thing is clear, very few people trust the California Department of Water Resources or believe that the dam is actually safe. Scott and Lisa Cahill have provided some solid data on the condition of the dam, but people like Blanco Lirio have chosen to minimize this, and that is sad. It is our goal to bring the actual truth out about the dam this year. I'm joined today by my good friend Jesse Handlin, fellow Oroville Dam Watch Group analyst and producer. How you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing great. I've heard you've been busy.
Well, we asked 100 people, do you trust the California DWR? And these are the results that we got. 93% said no, 7% said yes.
Shocking about the 7%.
That's pretty telling right there. When we ask people, do you think that the DWR is being honest about the condition of the dam? Once again, 93 people said no and 7 people said yes. And then down here, do you think that the Oroville Dam is safe? 93 people said no, 7 people said yes. Now, I'm discerning a little bit of a pattern here as I'm looking across these. And one thing I have to notice is that the 7 people were the same 7 people that were Blanco Lirios who came and took our survey. And thank you for taking our survey. But that goes to show you right there, they've been snowballed and they totally believe it, right?
Oh, absolutely. It looks like they're believing that the dam is safe, only 7%, of course, among the 93% who know it isn't safe. So it depends on what their paycheck is.
Shocking.
So let's talk a little bit, Jesse, about what people's concerns are with the dam, because regardless of whether they were Blancos or non-Blancos, they still, you know, had an answer, except for 3 people. 3 people had no answer as far as what their concern was. I think they were just, you know, wanting to participate, and they didn't really have a concern about the dam, so they didn't answer. But it seems like the real big thing is misinformation, that everybody is concerned about misinformation from all different sides, regardless of who they chose as the person that they got their information from.
That is correct. I mean, misinformation comes from all variety of sources. There are those who believe that the dam is safe or they're worried about waterboarding. And then there are other people there that say it's not happening. So you just got to pick and choose what you want to believe.
But waterboarding is you know, huge on the list. The DWR not reporting is almost right up there with misinformation. And, you know, had one more person pick DWR not reporting, that would have been an even tie there. So I think we can honestly say that, you know, misinformation and DWR up at the top of the list. You know, next would be waterboarding and a false flag event, which could happen, right?
Yeah. Heard of 9/11. Moving on. So it could be a repeat of 2017.
I think it's safe to say we put enough light on the situation right now that the powers that be definitely know that they're being watched and they're not going to try anything too spooky. Well, one of the things that I found interesting was when we asked people, do you live near the Oroville Dam? 35% said yes, while 65% said no. If the Oroville Dam failed, would you be affected? Here we have 55% of people said yes, while 45% of people said no. So maybe they live downstream. Do you have family that would be affected? And we have 65% of people said yes, while 35% said no. So a lot of people's families would be affected. And I think that's super important also to bring out the number of people who would be affected by this, by as far as who they subscribe to on YouTube. I mean, obviously we care about all 100 of them, so that's not even a question there.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of people's lives that are involved here, and all we're doing is reporting the news, the factual news to them.
So more news and information coming out this week about the Oroville Dam and about the California DWR, so stay tuned. This is Marty D'Angelo and Jesse Hanlon. We hope you guys have a great week. Be good to one another.
I guess we never found out what the questions were.
Truth and transparency.
Right.
California Department of Water Resources. That's all we want.
Yeah. Nobody believes Blanco Rio. At least on that survey. Right, right. At least on that survey. But survey says. Now, five questions. It says, finally, five questions. If you're serious about taking the survey, we would love to have your input. Send an email to us. Okay, let's see what that says. This is from Oroville Dam Watch Group, right?
This sentence is...
We don't want that. That's an ad. Come on. Freaking me out. More music, more music. Come on.
I am Marty D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Oroville Dam Watch Group. News and commentary on the Oroville Dam. Welcome to the show.
Get past the music here. It's got long intros.
Wanted in this whole situation was just some transparency and some honesty about what was going on with the dam. Mm-hmm. And it looks like we might be getting that from the California Department of Water Resources directly.
Oh, my God.
So this is encouraging, guys. I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, have been freaking out and saying, you know, flee Oroville and all that. But maybe it's time that people just relax. Maybe you should just chill out and let's get some answers.
Absolutely.
You know, straight from them and not make too many assumptions based on false information or misinformation, because in our survey, that was one of the top things that people were concerned about was misinformation. Well, you know, let's find out and let's just calm our heart rates down here a little bit and just relax, because we're going to have an opportunity to ask the DWR five questions, and I think that they should be, you know, well-educated questions. Mm. I mean, ultimately, we want to find out who the man behind the curtain is, right? We want to find out who's running the show.
Five questions.
And
how
so,
does he get access?
We're going to put on a poll, another poll on our website, a survey, and we're going to actually do this by email invite only. So you'll have to actually click in the link in the description and get access from us. But what we're going to do is we're going to put this up, and this is going to be a transparency survey where we're going to ask, you know, some important questions here.
Oh, look
and
at this.
The most important news and commentary on the Oroville.
Some of the questions that they're asking. Oh, it's interesting. It's very interesting what they're asking. I saw my name. I saw Paul
out there that, you know, have been freaked. Should just chill out and
chill out.
Let's get some answers and to ask the DWR five questions.
How does he get access to the DWR?
I think that they should be. I mean, ultimately, we want to find out who's running this show. And so we're going to put on a poll, another poll on our website, a survey, and we're going to actually do this by email invite only. So you'll have to actually click in the link in the description
and get access
from us. But what we're going to do is we're going to put this up.
Only if you get access do you get to these questions. It's real public. How did you hear about this survey? OD, Orville Dam Watch Group website, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, other. Okay? That's one of the
And this is going to be a transparency survey where we're going to ask, you know, some important questions here. And
this is one. Who seems to have the most accurate data regarding potential Orville Dam issues? Scott and Lisa Cahill, Paul Preston, California Department of Water Resources, other.
And the most important question, probably all, is...
Would you be available for further questions regarding the Orville Dam? Yes or no? This is also a write-in. If you could sit down with the DWR and ask them one question, what would it be? What are your main concerns with the Orville Dam? Man, it sounds like the... maybe the DWR wrote that. Just saying.
Your question. So whatever your question is,
and then your signature is required. Wow, pretty sophisticated survey, and I find it interesting that a minimal survey with just a few things being asked, and Susan Walding and all these people aren't even mentioned here on the sit, but Scott and Lisa Cahill and Paul Preston are. Shocking. I wonder why that is, Marty.
We want to ask them, but we're going to ask 100 people, and then we're going to go back through that 100 people, and we're going to see how many people have asked the same question and see if there's any norms.
See any norms, right? You're going to norm it. I mean, you know, all the different things that you would do to norm it, right? That's what's going to happen? And then, which I found interesting,
was that in there... probably 50 questions, but let's just start with five, and then we'll see how many more we can want.
So they ended up,
you know,
with
people
eight questions,
paint our
I
data
guess.
With their. We just don't
data.
Have time for that. So anyway, for a long time, we've all sort of been in the dark and sort of felt raising the lake, raised the lake level to almost 896, but it's like they have it under control. So let's turn our focus to asking some real questions.
What? But, Marty, you're taking such a different tact here. I don't understand it. It's confusing the audience a little bit, Marty.
What, you know, specifically is going on? Aaron Mellon told me that what happened...
Aaron Mellon told him. And this is so revealing. An actual letter from Aaron Mellon, according to Marty D'Angelo. And he's got it right up here on the screen. Let's take a screenshot of that. Because we want to thank Aaron Mellon for at least reaching out to somebody. Because she doesn't do too much reaching out these days. This is what she said. You know, Aaron Mellon, the spokeswoman who's been the brunt. Did I say blunt? What am I thinking? She's been the brunt of so much criticism. This is what she writes. Hi, Marty. Thanks for reaching out. It's kind of interesting when people like myself and other reporters, I might add, reach out, they get smacked back usually. Or they just don't answer. But Marty, man, he's a friendly guy. As I'm sure you know, this is about the Gates. This is about the Gates. And his title here is Finally Hope for Some Truth and Transparency from the DWR. He's being fair and balanced, I guess. That's really what it is. It says, as I'm sure you know, this is about the Gates that broke open on Saturday twice. And no, nothing to see here, just move along. I mean, those gates, I don't know how many pounds of pressure they have on them right now, those gates that are broken, that are leaking, always leaking. Now, this is a very revealing document. It says here, as I'm sure you know, the gates are designed with inflatable rubber seals that reduce seepage around each gate's perimeter, where it is in contact with the concrete bay walls, floor, and top surface. The modest leakage that occurs is beneficial with respect to reducing friction when the gates are operated. The modest leakage that occurs is beneficial with respect to reducing friction when the gates are operated. The seals rely on a water line from the South Feather River Water and Power Agency that pressurizes or inflates the seals. On Saturday, the line lost some pressure, allowing for greater seepage than normal. And the water pressure was quickly restored on Sunday, and the seals were reinflated. Oh, so they admit to having the seals. Wow. Okay. They come with seals. But, you know, is that really what happened? We don't know. How can you trust them? The modest leakage that occurs is beneficial. That's just not true. That is absolutely not. Another part of the puzzle being fit in here by Aaron, who's been very blunt. I mean, taking the brunt of everything. And the water pressure was quickly restored on Sunday, and the seals reinflated. Listen, when you have such gates under such high pressure, and you have leakage, you have a problem. Period. You're not supposed to have leakage. They're supposed to withstand all leakage. And the inflatable seals should be 100% at all times. The seals rely on a water line from South Feather Water and Power Agency that pressurizes or inflates the seals. The line lost some pressure, allowing the greater seepage than normal. Well, I'll tell you what. It also created a lot of panic in a lot of people. But, you know, again, this is why people are wanting to know information. I'm glad this is out there. Now we know their side of the story, at least, right? So they say. Screenshot.
The other day with the spill with the gates is that there's compression seals that are in there, and they became deflated or uncompressed. So as soon as the Kiewit workers or the dam engineers realized that, they reinflated them. So, you know, they will give us the answers if somebody intelligent asks them. So rather than just have them bombarded with a bunch of crazy people's questions, let's try to do this in an orderly fashion. There's the email on the screen, dwr-survey@OrevilleDam.
So I know some really crazy people then who have tried to get answers from these folks, and they get no answers. And I appreciate Marty coming up with this answer. He's less crazy than, I guess, some of the top reporters in the United States who have been trying to get information out of the DWR who gives them nothing. It's only been, what, 4 days? Crickets. But that's just how things work.
Watch.com, and then I will send you a link to the...
So anyway, I just thought I'd share that little tete-a-tete with you about what happened with these so-called seals. That's the information we have. We're going to look for more information and so on over the course of today and the next couple of days, as we examine this whole thing that's going on at the Oroville Dam, because clearly, with all the issues going on up there and the water pressure that is continuing to mount, the rising water levels that are continuing to mount on a very, very, in my opinion, a very suspect dam, the denial that they all have that there's no problem with the spillway is a big problem. And, of course, they said that they were going to probably use it, and then, of course, now they're not going to use it. And the reason why they can't use it, in my opinion, is that they can't use it. Too dangerous. Too dangerous. Plus, you know, you got this construction down here. Was it the 5th Street Bridge in Marysville? They got their cranes out there. They're, you know, they don't want to release water. And they don't want to get in trouble with the, you know, of course, the federal government again for what they did when they opened up the spillway to begin with and then shut the water down. You know, it was time to go home, so we need to shut the water down on the spillway. And that way, the river will just go right down and strand millions of fish, fingerling salmon, downstream. Uh-huh. That's what happened. That is what happened. That's why they're in trouble with the president, the federal government. Nice letter written by the Department of Interior to Gavin Newsom about their handling of the dam and everything. You see, the license holder for the Oroville Dam is the federal government, the president, in other words. People forget that. The president hasn't forgot, I'm sure, obviously, because they're starting to nose around about what's going on over there at the dam. I'm sure that they can get in touch with the Oroville Dam Watch Group and get some answers, because they obviously have an inside track to the, well, Department of Water Resources, and good for them. Now, the other thing I guess I got to kind of clear up here is that Mr. D'Angelo was claiming that I was going to be part of a protest. Really? And he was putting my name out there as I was going to be a protester. He didn't ask me. Because I was not going to be in a protest. You better ask me first next time, partner.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We've got some more news and information coming at you. I'm going to check out what's going on in the national scene here real quick. I get a little, you know, sometimes it comes over you like, wait a minute, there's something going on out there maybe. So I'm checking with my sources to find out if there's something going on with El Presidente. You know, George Bush. Oh, shocking. I can't say that. Which one? Oh, here we go. I love this. What is this about? Runaway Oregon Republican not backing down on opposition to carbon tax. Shocking. That was yesterday's story today. And again, that's, but you know, according to the Dems, this is what we talked about before, according to the Dems in Oregon, who you cannot trust because you still have, four more days of session available. You should not trust them. It's like the California Department of Water Resources and their friends in high places, right? And their friends in high places. Interesting. About face at the border, CNN. Dems go for denying border problem to blaming Trump in striking reversal. Oh, no. See, I told you there was something going on. I just, you know, and I'm kind of breaking the order. It's getting towards the third hour today. Gee, many Christmas. I feel like we could go all day long, right? We don't want to do that. CNN's go from denying border problem to blaming Trump in striking reversal. Right? Unbelievable, actually. McConnell expresses frustration with Senate delay on border funding bill. All right, well, what is this about face reversal business, though? That's what I want to find out. Ah, here we go. We've got mainstream media and congressional Democrats alike were in lockstep just months ago when the situation along the southern border was a manufactured crisis being ginned up by the president for political issues. But the narrative has swiftly shifted as those same voices now acknowledge the crisis while citing the conditions to attack the Trump administration. Of course they will. Of course they did. They created the crisis, and they're going to attack him. What's wrong with you people? After Trump in January declared a humanitarian security crisis, during a primetime Oval Office address, Chuck E. Schumer, speaking besides Nancy Pelosi, said Trump was working to manufacture a crisis, stoke fear, and divert attention from the turmoil in his administration. Party leader Tom Perez also called it manufactured. As Trump heads to the border, Dems double down. Okay. Remember that was part of the storyline down there. Democrats, many of whom downplayed the Central American caravans back in 2018, renewed their skepticism again after Trump declared a national emergency in February. This was all, I told you, it was all a delaying tactic to get more people into the country. CNN's Kirsten Powers, formerly with Fox News, by the way, boy, is she blunt about things, told Anderson Cooper last December that the entire thing is something that's been manufactured to basically gin support for a wall. Now Ocasio-Cortez and others are comparing the situation to concentration camps. The heart-stopping and tragic photo of a father and daughter who died while attempting to cross the Rio Grande underscored the disastrous situation. CNN covered it with a cryon. Shocking images illustrated. The cryon is the letters that, you know, the writing that comes across the crawl at the bottom of the screen. Shocking images crisis illustrates crisis at America's southern border, and the Times published the photo on its front page. Shocking. Yeah, it was shocking. That's the way it is down there. And what's being, well, I don't want to get into what's bringing it about. Stories of neglect and mistreatment, blah, 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 blah. Right. So they're flipping the script. That's what it's called. That's what gangsters do. They're just following along with the gangster mentality. They're just flipping the script on you. Come on. Come on. Help a brother out, right? Nancy Pelosi. Do you think she colors her hair? I'm sorry, Nancy. I'm so sorry. What do you say? What do you say? The Dems did it. Now we have another rape charge, right? Another rape charge. It's 35, 40 years ago, something like that. Right. And dog, the bounty hunter. What's wrong with the dog? Not expected to recover, report. Dog the bounty hunter star, Beth Chapman, not expected to recover from what? Whatever is that about? I don't know. Dwayne Dog the bounty hunter Chapman's wife, Beth Chapman, is not expected to recover from her recent medical emergency, a report claims. Beth, 51, was taken to Honolulu Hospital Friday and placed in a medically induced coma, a family representative confirmed Monday. Beth, who has been battling a throat cancer recurrence since last year, had trouble breathing and passed out briefly before being hospitalized. Sources told TMZ that Beth's family is preparing for the worst and that many of her loved ones, including her mother and children, flew out to be by her side. Oh, that's so sad. That is really sad. Previous reports claim that Beth was uncooperative with doctors during her treatment and tried ripping out tubes used to give her medications and necessary fluids. And Dwayne, 66, admitted as much in December 2018 when he revealed that Beth wasn't listening to her doctors and wanted to explore alternative therapies. She was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2017. She was declared cancer-free after removing a tumor, but was later found with stage 4 lung cancer. Yeats. Smoking. Anyway, stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So, Beth Chapman, not expected to recover. You know, Dog the Bounty Hunter star Beth Chapman. Dwayne, of course, his wife, or his husband. Her husband. What am I saying here? I'm really saddened by that. I really, truly am. She's, I liked her. What is this? What, is there a clip about this? Do I have a clip? I think I do. Oh, wait a minute. This is Carly Shim. Oh, okay. I got this from Fox News, Carly Shim. Let's see if we've got the audio on this, and we'll play it for you. Here we go. This is Carly Shim.
I'm Carly Shimkus with Fox 411. Former Dog the Bounty Hunter star Beth Chapman updating her fans on her battle with throat cancer during her upcoming A&E special called Dog and Beth Fight for Their Lives.
As I start this battle, I don't see a lot of optimism. They gave me 50-50 chances.
I want my children to be able to see what a fight their mother put up.
The reality star announced that she has stage 2 throat cancer in September. In October, Dog described her pain level as a 9 out of 10. But she appears to be ready to fight the disease, telling friends, "I've never been a victim and I won't let cancer beat me." For more on this and other entertainment news, check out Twitter and Facebook at Fox 411.
Well, and she's in deep trouble today. That is a flash report for everybody. And another flash. I'm trying. I know there's something else out there in the ether. I'm in seek of the answers, right? As we all are. Maybe later. The Ebola crisis. Vaccines show uncertain promise. That is, and again, that's what we covered earlier in the show, in the first segment. Got the Orville Watch thing going on, and we're going to be continuing to cover Orville. And, yeah, many things happening with the Orville situation, I might add. And we're going to keep you updated with that. And they're going to be opening up. Apparently, this is what we're hearing, so we'll give you more information on that tomorrow. But tomorrow, remember, there is a protest that's going on in Salem, Oregon, 6:30 a.m., if you can be there. They're protesting this cap-and-trade bill. And, of course, smartly, yesterday afternoon, the Senate said, oh, that bill, we're not going to consider it. It's dead. It's not going to happen. And, of course, the reason why they're doing it, they don't want those people to show up in Salem. All those loggers, you know, guys who sling the green chain, those guys, the truckers, who they'll take away their jobs, they're going to be there. Anyway, thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.